EMF monitoring.
For HKX, hey Andrew. On my way home.
30, already on the way home. How'd you get that lucky?
The UPS guy said I can get the parts I need to fix my truck.
Your excursion.
Tool truck.
Yeah.
Anything but the electrical system lost the battery charger for the rear box. So I've got no power back there.
So you know what's causing it?
Something happened with the internal of the battery charger. So I've got another one ordered, and it's supposed to be on the UPS truck, but they won't come to the house because of the driveway and the snow, so I've got to try to run him down.
I don't understand it right now. Something may let you pick it up at the distribution point.
Would, but it's already on the truck, so... And then the distribution point's only open for like 2 hours a day where you can pick stuff up.
Had X one near us. It was really nice. If anytime you had anything that didn't get dropped off, you could go there after the trucks came in and pick it up. But they've since gotten rid of that.
All making a bunch of changes lately. I haven't dealt with the UPS ground up here in a while, so I don't know if they've changed anything or not. But used to, they were only open like 2 hours a day or something like that, where you could go pick up packages. And it was not at a convenient time. Gotten wise and changed it, but the UPS driver, if I can catch him, I know him, so he'll give me the packages that are mine.
Anytime. Amazon seller that said it could be here by Sunday, so I went ahead and went with it.
Maybe we can... Now, that one doesn't do sideband, does it? I don't remember.
The AMFM in single sideband.
Well, you and I will probably may be able to talk on sideband on there at the house.
About.
My 2 meter sideband antenna put out and my 2 meter beam up, but the weather just isn't cooperating.
I wish I had. I mean, I can use my 7100, but it stays in the bag, and my 7300 doesn't have 2 meters, so that's the one downside. I'd love to be able to do it, because, I mean, I think it'd be nice to have 2 meter single sideband.
More into that, the simplex part of things is what I'm more interested in, really. So that's kind of where I'm wanting to go with stuff, so I don't know. Maybe I can figure it out sooner or later.
Nikon that does a 2 meter, but holy crap, that thing's expensive. It's even more expensive than the 7300.
If you can find you one of the 706s, Mark II Gs, they do it.
Is it all bander?
2G is all band, all mode.
You can't really find 2 meter single sideband radios unless they're all bander. You know, like my 7100, I can use it. But then I have to sacrifice the ability to take it with me whenever I go somewhere. I have to unplug it all.
Thankfully, my 991A is also. So both of the HF radios I have are all band, all mode.
Almost. I was torn between the 991A and the 73 whenever I was looking. The slightly larger display is what won me out on the 7300, but... You know, there are days where, I wish I could do the 2 meter packet from my 7300 and stuff like that, and I don't have that option.
If I was trying to choose between the two, when I bought mine, and I ended up with the 991A, so I went that route, and it won out because it was a shack in a box.
The 7100 was my first HF radio. And not having the waterfall, for some reason, it just drove me crazy. And, once you get used to it or you want it, you can't hardly go with anything else. So even when I have the 7100 mobile or portable, you know, I kind of wish I had a waterfall, but you got to do some funky stuff to make that happen. But I ain't ever got around to it.
I'm wanting to put the big monitor up so I can see mine a little better, because the one on the 991A is a little small in my opinion, but it does the job. But I would like to have a bigger one sitting there at the desk.
Video output capability on the 991A?
It does, but I've not checked into it, to be honest with you.
The expensive ones do.
Foods are starting to get slick up here again.
Rain.
Even the air temperature is 34 degrees right now. So, and that's in the excursion, so it could be off a couple of degrees.
More than they're calling for then, but I don't think we're supposed to get a whole lot of nothing. Even the mountains and down here, maybe a light dusting, if anything.
Seen these mountains call some funny weather, and them not be able to call it right. What was it, 2 years ago, maybe three, we got that heavy snow, and they were only saying we were going to get like 5 inches of snow, and we ended up with 20.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never can truly predict the weather. They can get really good guesses, but, you know, it'll always be funny.
It is what it is. When I wake up and whatever it does is what it does. That's the way I look at it. There's nothing I can do to stop it or change it.
That right.
Aaron's done.
Fitted up not needing whatever she was wanting from the store, so I just went to the little convenience store down the road and picked up another loaf of bread and stuff.
If I ain't got to go out, don't go out. Messy day like today.
Which I don't think we're, you know, I think tomorrow is supposed to be the day we're supposed to start seeing some really inclement weather. Maybe a little bit here and there, but I don't know. Tomorrow was the day that it was supposed to happen.
KO4HKX. I didn't think it was supposed to start till tomorrow afternoon, but I could be wrong on that.
KO4CEF.
Plenty of snow up here if you want to come up here and hang out. I mean, the ground's still nice and white.
Almost all of it's gone. The rain's really getting rid of a lot of it now, but almost all of it's gone here.
The picture when I get to the house.
And just think about it. I mean, it's only 30-something miles.
But it's that elevation change that does it.
Yep. Like you can get a 2 meter single sideband, really, without it being an all bander.
I wish somebody would make a mobile one. That would be awesome, or and a handheld to go with it. That'd be really nice.
Portable, yeah, that would be nice. But I just don't. I wonder. I don't know how much use there is for 2 meter single sideband anymore.
Tell you.
Things vertically oriented for all the FM, all the repeaters, all the mobile, everything's all vertical.
Again, I don't know what to say. Like you say, most things are vertical, but there's still stuff out there that's horizontal also.
I think a little 2 meter little dipole, they're not hard to put together. I use a little, I don't forget what it was. It was a banana connection or something like that. I forgot the name of them. You know, they got the red and black connection on top of it and then had a BNC or a SO239 on the bottom. And as long as you get it tuned right, I mean, you can get a good SWR on it just for the one band.
I've got some of those where I could do that, but I have an antenna. I just got to get time to get out and put it up and the weather to cooperate.
Sometimes with it, a little horizontal antenna hooked to the 7100, never really heard anything.
There's a net one night during the week. I don't know which one. I've been trying to find out. And every time I hear somebody, I don't have a chance to get back to them.
About that.
I know you can look it up online, and there's East Coast ones where they're doing that up and down the East Coast, that kind of stuff. So you can look that one up online.
What's the range on it? I mean, I know if you got, you know, some ducting or something like that would improve the range. But what's the normal range on 2 meter single sideband? I know it's more than FM. You know, single sideband is always more, but how much more?
I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is the YouTube videos I've watched on it. There's guys making contacts 300 and 400 miles away on 2 meter single sideband. Waves.
Messi 9700, which is 7300 2 meter, you know, version basically. That thing is $1,700 on DX Engineering. They're crazy.
Aren't cheap right now. That's for sure.
Parts for $1,200, but holy crap, it's still a chunk of money for a 2 meter radio. I know it does 1.2 gigahertz, but I don't know how often that's used either.
Often it's used around here, but it seems like it's gaining popularity in other places.
I don't think this website took me to the 7300 instead of the 9700, so it's still super expensive. Took some PSK31 lately, and I ain't heard squat for signals.
I tell you, I hadn't even been on the HF in probably a week and a half.
Ain't doing nothing. A lot of times I'll just turn on JS8 call and just let it do some heartbeats for people, and that way I can kind of see who's out there, and then they can, you know, most people don't really do the message forwarding, but, you know, it's there if anybody wanted it.
Andrew, I'm here at the house. Give me just a minute, and I'll be in the house, and I'll get back to you. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear for now.
KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
KO4RIM.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
CF, send it to the house. How are you doing this evening? Or I guess it's afternoon.
In a chilly rain, but headed, got one more stop to make, and then headed to the house. And gonna stay in for the rest of the evening. It's nasty out here.
I've tried my best to avoid getting out. I run one little quick errand and then come back home.
You go by Office Depot and pick up some labels, and I needed, and I went out to lunch. Treated myself to a good lunch since I've been eating junk food the last few days. So I went to Olive Garden for lunch. Got to hit the grocery store to pick up a couple of items and then head back to the house. And don't have anywhere to go tomorrow, so I'll probably stay home until Saturday or something.
And still kind of waiting to see what the weather holds for us Friday evening into Saturday, right?
I think we're primarily going to get rain, and that's about it, I'm hoping. Don't eat any more of that white stuff. We've had enough of it, and there's still piles of it around if somebody wants some more.
That, I'm sure my kids would disagree with you, but that's all right.
Their mama would agree. I'm sure their mama would agree with me because they would. She would like them to be in school instead of at home.
Not that kind of break. My two are homeschooled, so they don't even get out of school on a snow day.
No, daddy and mama.
Shoot, the last couple of days when we had a snow on the ground, they had to hurry up and do their schoolwork, which, you know, usually don't take them long, but it's long enough to they can't just go outside when they want. And once they got that finished, then they can finally go out and go play.
You know, that's what it is and all, so. And I had enough of this stuff when I lived in Rhode Island for about 8 months back when I was about in the third grade. So, you know, coming out of the third grade, going into the fourth grade. I went from Newport, Rhode Island to San Diego, California. How about that for a change of area?
Imagine on that one. I bet that was a huge change.
Been to California before. I had a sister that went out there. My dad was in the Navy, and he got transferred back out there. So, you know, it is what it was. We have been everywhere from Key West, Florida, to Newport, Rhode Island on this coast, and from San Diego, California, to Bremerton, Washington on the other. And, you know, all those naval ports.
Shoot, I've been around here born and raised. Parents moved from Union up here. Well, my dad got a job at Michelin, and I've been up here since.
Your girl from up here, a number of years, which would be, well, would be 55 years ago now, if she was still alive, and 45 years ago, or 46, 7 years ago, something like that, 1976, we moved up here, and been here ever since. And from the time I was born till the time I was 10, I lived in 5 and 7 different states. From the time I was 10 till the time I am now, I've only lived in one state, and that's South Carolina. So, you know, kind of like I call South Carolina home, because I've lived here 65 out of 75 years.
Yeah, that, and, you know, there's plenty of other places to live, but I'd say I like living here because, I mean, you got the mountains if you want to go, and you got the beach if you want to go, and, you know, I don't feel like not every place offers that, but, you know, we got a good little area we live in, I believe.
Oh, here in Spartanburg all of that time, so, or right outside of Spartanburg, so, anyway, but, you know, and my sister keeps trying to get me to move down to Florida, down the area where she lives, my sister and sister-in-law, so, maybe one of these days. But right now, I'm kind of happy where I am and get done what I need to get done and, you know, pretty much take care of things. But, got a lot of things to be done around here, so I stay busy. I've got a lot of things I'm involved with, so ain't no point in going somewhere else.
And I feel the same way, too, even when I'm tempted. You know, look at other places of work and things like that. I just have a hard time wanting to leave here.
I know it's from around here now. Anyway, well, I've arrived at my intermediate stopping point. Let me run in the grocery store here and pick up what I need, and I'll be back on the road in probably about 5 or 6 minutes, if that long. W2T.
04CF, and I'll be standing by.